Hey there, everybody. It's Blakey, back from the Luckless Podcast. Just living up to my name, guys. Don't worry about it. So yeah, if you listen to my little update from the last episode, I was recording an episode of the Backwards, the second one actually. When I went to save it, Audacity just didn't let me save it, so it crashed and it isn't there anymore, and I can't publish the episode because it isn't there. Which is a real shame because it was a real good episode. The only reason that it was a real good episode, however, was because I lost a Nuzlocke. And I ran a Twitter poll and they were like, "Well, you know what? I'll go there right now. We'll see what they said." I haven't actually checked it in a bit. I don't think many people. Yeah, I got one vote. That was use an old save. And you know what? I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna start up a new game. So I'm opening up my MGBA right now. And I'm loading a ROM, and I'm loading FireRed Backwards, and yeah, we're gonna play through it again. Okay then, guys. So yeah, I'm gonna start all over. Yeah, deleting Fortuna. Want to start? Let me start. Okay. Yada yada yada. This is Oak. Okay then. I will be playing as a boy. And this will be Fortuna 2. So, last episode, which is now gone forever, I was commenting on some more rules that I have for my Nuzlocke. So, I'll talk about those right now. Pretty much, in my Nuzlockes, not only do I have a species clause, so if I find one particular species of a Pokemon, and I catch it, and I find one on another route, I can just go about. What should I name my rival? I'll name him Onyx again. I can just kind of go, "Hey, I already found you. I don't need to catch you this time." And I ignore it and catch a different Pokemon. I also have this thing called an item clause where I can only use one item. Or no, I can't use items during battle. It's kind of cheaty because you can just spam potion and never let a Pokemon die while the other guy's poisoned. Do I have any other specific things? I keep my options. If you go to options and you go to battle scenes, that's off. Battle style is to set. So the battle style, if you click it on set, it pretty much makes it so that when a Pokemon comes to, comes to mess you up, and if you defeat it and you're in like a gym battle and there's a whole bunch of different Pokemon that you're fighting. After you kill the first Pokemon, the next Pokemon doesn't really do anything. Or, does that make sense? No. That doesn't make any sense. Ignore what I just said. The set thing, if you have a bunch of Pokemon and one of your Pokemon dies, Oak. What am I doing? I'm playing the game and I'm trying to describe what I'm doing. I'll just describe what I'm doing real fast. Okay. This is Pokemon Backwards, Nuzlocke, Species Clause, Item Clause, options are set. So the set option means that, yeah, okay, you know how Pokemon works. Now you're basically an expert. You've played through Red, which is a feat I've never done. I've never played through Vanilla Red before. Basically, if there's multiple Pokemon and you defeat one Pokemon and the opponent sends out a next Pokemon, you get this option box usually that says, "Would you like to switch your Pokemon?" If you change the battle style, however, to set, it doesn't give you that option. So you have to use a turn, and that means your next Pokemon takes a hit, and a bunch of other stuff. And yeah, that's my rules. Yep. I'm gonna go for the same Pokemon this time? Yes, I'm gonna go for the same Pokemon this time. So, talking to Professor Oak with Onyx next to me about, you know, what this and that. Yes, I would like Kabuto. What am I gonna name Kabuto? I'm gonna name this Kabuto. It's a male Kabuto. I'm gonna name it, gonna name it Daniel. Cause, you know what? Why not? Daniel, this is for you, man. I know you have uni and stuff, so you might not be able to listen to any of this stuff, but that's what I'm doing. I now have Danny Boy. Nope, just Daniel. This is just Daniel. It's not Danny Boy. He's quirky. I have a quirky Daniel. I don't think quirky does anything. 11, 11, 10, 10, 10 on the stats, and Scratch and Leer. This time, I'm gonna be grinding, like, a heck of a lot. Oh, Onyx wants to fight me. Rival Onyx would like to battle. Rival Onyx sent out Mankey. Mankey's a monkey. I don't like monkey. Mankey, normal type Pokemon. No, it's a fighting type Pokemon. However, this is a modded Nuzlocke, so I don't know. It could be something else. I have had a Pokemon battle. I'd like to fight. I'd like to use Scratch. Nice. I did decent damage. Did another Scratch. Yep. Another Scratch. There we go. And one more Scratch. Oh my goodness! Daniel just died. So I don't count that because that's a, that's the beginning battle. Dang it, Daniel. Why you gotta be so trash, man? So yeah, Daniel's dead. I'm just gonna use the dead Pokemon. Nah, I'm joking. So yeah, I'm not gonna count that. It's, you know, a little dead Pokemon, it's all good. If he dies out here on the route... You know what? No. I'm gonna count that. I'm gonna freaking restart the game again. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, that was the shortest run I've ever had. Damn, that was pitiful. Okay, new game. Blah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a girl this time, maybe I'll do better. What should I name myself? I'm gonna name myself after my favorite kid ever. Her name is Amaya. Yeah, I'm gonna be Amaya this time. Amaya's a great person. She's one of the kids I watch for my lifeguarding job. Yep, I'm Amaya. Oh, who's this guy? This guy's name is Nico. Nico's a mean name. Yep. Nico. Nico. Screw you, Nico. Yep, his name was Nico. Okay then, I'm back in the world of Pokemon. So I'm gonna get all this stuff done real fast. I'm gonna change up the Pokemon I catch. I'm gonna choose a Hoot Hoot this time. Because, you know, I'm a girl. Girls like Hoot Hoots. Fucking, I don't know. I'm just fast forwarding all past all this stuff because it's beginning game baloney and you guys don't need to listen to all this. Okay, yes. Wait, I should check for shinies. Shiny check. Nope, no shinies. Okay. Picking Hoot Hoot. What should I name this hoo-hoo? It's a girl hoo-hoo. I'm gonna name it... something that starts with an E. Ether. That's a horrible name. I'm naming it Ether. I'd name it after one of you guys, but... I'm not going to. Oh, he wants to fight me. Oh, Rival Nico would like to battle. He sent out a Kabuto. Okay, I'm sending out my my Ether. All she knows is tackle. Yep. All I know is tackle. I'm fighting a level 1 Kabuto. And all I know is tackle. Why is it level 1? I don't know. Oh my goodness. I got 16 Poké Dollars. That's great. Let me see what this Pokemon knows. It doesn't have anything. It's a jolly nature. It has insomnia. This is such a crappy Pokemon. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm okay with this. No, really. This is my I'm okay with this face. I promise. I swear on my lips. Okay, I'm talking to this sales vendor right up here. Oh, and I'm finding a Zigzagoon. Oh my goodness, wait. I think this is a shiny hoo-hoo. Ah, the luck. Oh my goodness, this might be a shiny hoo-hoo. It's a gold hoo-hoo. Hold up. I'm gonna overwrite my old save, because, yeah. Oh my goodness. Wait, this might be a shiny hoo-hoo. Is it? No, that's not a shiny. Okay, that's just the... Okay. That's just a Pokeball animation. I'm just dumb. I'm gonna grind up this hoo-hoo to level 10, I think. Oh my goodness, it learned Air Cutter on the second level. That's fantastic. Air Cutter is a fantastic move. I think it's like 40 power or something, but it has a super high crit chance. 55 power, 95 accuracy. Foes hit with a razor-like wind. It has a high critical hit ratio. So it's basically like the air version of the blade, the leaf one, the stabby stabs, yeah, razor leaf, razor sharp, more like it. I'm gonna get healed up real fast, thank you. Oh, I got 15 Twitter interactions, guys, welcome to Blake's, audio only something, I don't know. Okay. Oh my goodness. Right, that doesn't matter. Sorry, it was just a notification from Evan. Evan of the, Turtlepod? Turtlepod, I think. I don't know. I don't listen to other podcasts other than Daniel K's and, Wolf359. Oh, that's a fantastic podcast. Wolf359? It's over. But, oh my goodness, what a story. Blake Beards recommends, the Wolf359 is an awesome podcast, highly recommended. Talking to Maya talking to Oak, I got the Pokédex, and I got 5 Pokéballs. Okay then. Wonderful. I'm gonna go get the town map from Daisy. Still on fast forward, because that's how you're supposed to do it. Yeah, thank you, Daisy. That's wonderful of you. And now I'm gonna head up here. Oh, gonna run around. There's the Zigzagoon. Oh my goodness, I forgot I was trying to catch the Zigzagoon. I just used an air cutter, and I'm so happy it didn't crit. I did more than half damage. Whew! Okay, this is a guy Zigzagoon. I need a name for this Zigzagoon. So, I gotta think of a good name. First Pokeball, good catch. Okay, then. Let me go back to Twitter, and, I can name it Evan. Evan. Hey, Evan. You wanna be named after... You wanna be a Zigzagoon, Evan? I don't know, we're gonna find out if Evan here wants to be a Zigzagoon. And he is of the Turtle Pod. I am so good. Evan Tully, everybody. So, yeah. Give me a second. I sent Evan a tweet. A tweeter. And we'll see if he responds, huh? We'll see if he responds real fast. Oh, is he gonna respond? It's been 20 seconds. I'm gonna pause the recording until I get a response, so... Yeah. All burbs. Oh, baby! And we get a response with no time flap. Evan Tully responding with a... sure. It's a GIF with... Oh my, she's wearing very skimpy clothing. That is a very sheer outfit, Evan Tully. Why do you have that saved? It's a New York... It's a girl with, like, bobbies on her head? Bob things? I call them bobbers. Bobbers on her head. And she's wearing a New York City outfit, and, it's very revealing. Oh my. My eyes... Oh my. That is a very revealing outfit. I'm still recording? Yeah, I am. Oh my, it's been 17 minutes and I'm almost nowhere. Right then, so we are going to name this guy, this Zigzagoon, Evan. What a wonderful name for a Pokemon, huh? Evan. What a solid name too, Evan. Yeah. I like this a lot. So now we have Evan and, Evan and my main gal, what's her face? You know what I'm talking about. Evan and what's her face? Yeah, Evan and Amaya. Oh, it's a Togepi! I could have had a Togepi? I'm jealous. Okay. So I'm just gonna spam attacks against these guys, do a little grinding. I want both of them to be higher level than they are, because I'm not gonna lose this time. Last time I was like, I'm gonna be fair, I'm not gonna overgrind my levels. Nope, not on this Nuzlocke. I'm gonna overgrind levels like nobody has ever overgrinded levels before. It's gonna be so much overleveled, it's gonna be ridiculous. People are gonna be like, wow, look at that Blake kid. He's so overleveled, that's so unfair. And you know what? They're right. It's super unfair, but you gotta do what you gotta do, you know? So, right. Gonna get some over-leveling here. Man, already level 8. Using this... Oh, Daniel K just liked a tweet. Hey, Evan, you wanna be a Zigzagoon? Awesome. Thanks, Daniel K. Okay, then. You know, Daniel K, you're not a Pokemon X, but if I catch the right Pokemon... which I'm trying to catch, down in the desert, down below, because I want a Flygon. I really want a Flygon. You might be able to be a Flygon. Oh my goodness, wait, hold up. I need to check something real fast, because there's another rule I have. Oh! Oh, he has pickup! Okay, Evan, you're my new favorite. Sorry, Ether. Oh my goodness, okay. So what pickup does, you can pick up items off the ground. Basically, that's the best thing ever for me. Because if I find a revive off the ground, and I have a knocked out Pokemon on my party, and keep in mind, directly after a Pokemon gets knocked out, at the next Pokemon Center, I have to release that Pokemon. It's another custom rule, pretty much. I can get dead Pokemon back. I can get dead Pokemon back if I have a revive, if I find a revive on the path or if Evan has a revive, I can resurrect him. I can resurrect him. It's gonna be beautiful, cause for like the Fantastic Four, Daniel, you made me call them Fantastic Four now. Okay, for the Fantabulous Four, for them, I can just like be like, no, look at this, my Lanoon, Evan. Hopefully you're Lanoon by then. If you're still a Zigzagoon, I'll be like, what? What? Hopefully you'll be able to do that. That'll be awesome. Thank you, Evan. No! Ah! 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 I'm going through such a roller coaster of emotions right now. Oh my god. Oh no! I'm so sorry! I killed you! Evan! Evan, no! No! Another Zigzagoon killed you! It was level 3, it had 1 level on you and it got a crit! I'm so sorry. Yeah, I want to use my next Pokemon. Aether, kill this boy. Damn it, and I can't catch a new Zigzagoon either because of you. Oh no. No. This is horrible. This is so bad. I'm so bad at this game. My Pokemon are doing well? My Pokemon are doing well? Mom! He's dead! He's dead! Oh! Oh! Oh my god! It's a Trapinch! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god, Evan, you dumb boy, you're out in front! No! You're dead! You're dead! Oh, this stupid Trapinch has, like, this weird move. Okay. Evan, you're just gonna use, nothing. You're just gonna use freaking Growl a couple times. Okay, that wasn't bad. Okay. One tackle! Okay, that's all I'm using. I used one tackle. That was it. I'm catching this Trapinch. And it's going to be named after Daniel. You know, it's a girl Trapinch, but that's okay. I caught it. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Trapinch. It lives in arid deserts. It makes sloping pit trap and sand where it patiently awaits prey. Give a nickname. Yes. Ugh. Ugh, the sprite. The sprite is horrible. Okay. Let me give it a quick, at Daniel GK. Hey, you wanna be a female Trapinch / have any name suggestions for a female Trapinch? Now Trapinch, oh my goodness, Trapinch. Trapinch evolves into this super awesome Pokemon. What's his name? Called up Trapinch. Trapinch evolves into freaking Vibrava. Vibrava. Oh my goodness. Okay, Vibrava is awesome. It's a... I think it's still ground type. No, it's ground dragon, isn't it? It's ground dragon. Oh my goodness, this is gonna be so good. So good. Oh my goodness. Hold up, we just gotta wait until Daniel K responds to us. Yeah, so I'm gonna pause the recording again and wait until he comes back. So yeah. And we are back! Oh my goodness, it's been literally like an hour since I was last on. I finally got a response from someone. Sorry, Daniel K, you weren't fast enough. You're not gonna be this new boy. The new boy is going to be... I just load the ROM real fast. There we go. And I load state. Ahem! It is going to be Jeff. Jeff from the No Cat Podcast. Jeff, the female trap pinch. Wonderful. And I will be a lot more careful with Jeff this time. Because, oh my goodness, I still can't believe that I did that. That was really embarrassing. I'm finding a cacnea with ether right now. Gonna go in with that juicy air cutter. Easy one shot. 27 experience. I'm actually gonna go all the way up to, the Pokemon Center. All the way up north. And, I'm gonna go and grab myself and pretty much just release, the guy. You know what I'm talking about. That guy. Yeah. Goodbye, Evan. You were a good Pokemon. Man. We had a lot of fun times together, Evan. Oh! You're such a good Pokemon, too. You have an item for me. I'll take that. Bag it. There we go. Goodbye, Evan. You were, Yeah, you're dead. Bye. Wait, no. What are you doing? Okay. I'm naming this box, the dead box. No, I'm just gonna release you. Goodbye, Evan. You were a good Zigzagoon. You were really cute and fluffy. You're also dead now. So, let's check out Jeff, shall we? Jeff, what do you have? Jeff is a relaxed Trapinch who is a bug ground type. He has Arena Trap and Bite. Bite is flinched with 60 power and 100 attack. That is wonderful. He is also first in my party now, and we are going to do some great little grinding. Wonderful. Ooh, I got another notification. Give me a second here. Let me just check my tweet. There we go. Just Eventoli liking my reply. Thank you, Eventoli. What a wonderful person you are. And let me do a little quick run over here and a quick run up there. And there we go. I'm in the Pokemon Mart right now in Viridian City. I'm gonna get myself some items here. Oh, I can buy myself some Pokeballs. I'm good. Potions. $300 antidotes. Buy three antidotes. I don't want to risk it. Okay, I have three antidotes, and I'm willing to use them. Gonna get both my Pokemon up to level 10 real fast, and just do some real fast grinding here. You know, nothing too major, just a little bit. Find another level 3 female Zigzagoon. Killed it in 3 shots. Puccina, level 4. Used Bite, wasn't very effective. Gonna swap out over for Aether. So that Aether can F this guy up with some air cutters. Mmm, so juicy. Level 4 Jeff. Level 10 Aether. Heck yes. Gonna run and heal real fast. Oh, another level 3 female Zigzagoon. Oh, just growling on me. That's okay. Oh. Can I do it? I'm gonna do it. Oh my goodness. Okay, Jeff is on 2 HP. I gotta be more careful with you, Jeff. You're gonna die. I've already lost so many Pokemon just because I'm not careful with them. Okay. Can I go over to the... ooh, I can. I can catch Pokemon on Route 22. I'm gonna do it. Oh, it's a Poliwag! Whoa! Okay, that's alright. Oh god, the Poliwag used Bubble on me. I'm gonna go in for the Pokeball right now. Come on, catch me this Poliwag. Catch me this Poliwag. Yes! Oh! Easy Poliwag catch. Easy Poliwag catch. Alright. No Cat Podcast. Oh my goodness. Right. Ryan is now a polywag. Wonderful. Thank you, Ryan, for your wonderful sacrifice. Daniel K., what are you doing? Oh my goodness, so many notifications. What's going on here, huh? Oh, it's just Daniel K. just liking everything. Oh my goodness. Oh, he said, aw, Evan. You know what? I think he just figured out who died. Too slow, lol. I'll name my next one after you. There you go, Daniel. Jeff Keckman? Jeff Keckman? Oh. Sorry, man, you were too late. Rip. Okay, this is great. You know what? I'm actually really enjoying this, because, you know, okay, we have three, maybe four different styles of audio-only Let's Plays right now. We have mine. No, you know what? We'll start out with the OG. We have Daniel GK. His Daniel K's audio-only Let's Plays, the world's first but second favorite audio-only video game Let's Play podcast, in which he records podcasts prior, edits them, inserts some catchy music, and yeah. We also have the No Cat podcast, who kills themselves through grinding out Final Fantasy. And now we have me. I'd like to think I'm a bit more interactive with the people, because I don't have many people to talk about or talk to. But yeah, okay. I have Polywag now. I said I'd name him Ryan. I could name him Daniel, though, but I'm gonna name him Ryan. There you go, Ryan. You are now a polywag. You don't even listen to this, I bet. Man, that's a shame. Oh well, whatever. I don't need listeners. I don't need listeners. I mean, I like them, but I don't need them. No, I don't need them. I forgot to heal. Hold up. I might make a quick grind cut and just grind for a hot minute. Except I'm not going to. I'm just gonna keep you guys in while I grind. Don't worry, guys. Your mic didn't break. Your headphones didn't break. I'm actually cutting off the episode right here. I was gonna release the full hour-long episode, but Audacity didn't want to upload it because it was too big. Or not Audacity, sorry. Freaking the Anchor app that I use. It was too big! Oh, it was an hour long and it was like, oh, only 250 megabytes. So I'm only going to upload half of it, and then I'm going to upload the second half immediately after. So it'll be backwards part 3 and backwards part 4 in rapid succession. And I'll leave this exact same... No, I'll leave a different note at the beginning of the next one. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this quick episode. Little bite snack. Bye.